The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations. Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. It is thanks to you, brave guardian, that we will keep Naporia's most wanted forever trapped in the endless dungeon. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. We owe a timely thank you to the guardian who calls themselves Equilateral Rectangle for today's opportune twist, and Roman Valandry for their special gift. But first, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have killed and will continue to kill anything that stands in their way. And these rats are currently on the hunt for our brave warden, Antolio Licolai, who bears a heavy burden on his shoulders. For he is the one in charge of keeping the criminals and all of their darkness in the dungeon where it belongs. He is so dedicated to his job that he manipulated the very structure of the dungeon to manifest an illusionary village, one that is of a world that even I do not understand. And he did this to confuse the scum of Naporia and eventually lead them to their deaths. There are things in this world, like movies, targets, and embassy suites. Things that mean nothing to me. But I hope you understand. The villagers are also up to something, for they are interested in what they call the Invas, which apparently is the very cursed baby that, due to a powerful enchantment, Beauregard believes to be his own. Last we saw, the villagers had collected the blood of one of the dungeon's creatures and were trying to bless baby Darrell Jr., much to Beauregard's chagrin. And this is where we are now. So, let's get back to Beauregard as he drops the baby into the arms of an especially smart-looking villager.
As you start to make your move, there's just too many people. You're bumping into them, and you drop Darrell Jr.
Oh, no!
He is caught by one of the townspeople, who instantly smears blood across his forehead.
Oh, just straight up, just punch. Just punch that person.
This is roll to hit.
That would be a 13.
Totally hits. Knocks this person back, and they land on the ground.
Can I catch my baby?
Yeah, okay. You catch Darrell Jr. in your
my
hand.
Baby, jeez.
It's my baby.
It's all of ours.
So Gilf is hearing the chanting, and some people have noticed him and recognized him, and he's been signing, like, autographs on people. So he's like, oh, yeah, Invas, Invas, yeah. Gilf, remember it. Yeah, Invas. And he sees Beauregard punch this guy right in the face and pick up a baby.
Is washing off the blood with my water skin. Because fuck that.
As you're holding the baby, Darrell Jr. feels like he's just doubled in size and weight.
Oh, you are a healthy eater.
What did he eat?
I don't know. Baby food. Don't judge
me. You just
me.
Fed him baby food and he grew?
Probably, yes.
He looks bigger.
Well, he's healthy.
No, they did something to him.
Well, he's... No,
I know I'm not the brightest crayon in the box, but right now I'm feeling like the dandelion crayon.
I, like, unwrap him a little to, like, look at him. Like, is he okay? Does he still look like a baby?
He still looks like a baby, but now he's triple his original size.
He's not growing older. He's just growing larger.
He's remaining a baby, but now he's four times his original size.
Oh, dear.
He has definitely started growing in size since they smeared blood on his face.
Right, but I still feel like I'm his father. I still am, like, magically enchanted to... Okay, well, look.
Bugfly, is this what you were supposed to look like when people called you Big Baby when you were growing up?
No, I just cried a lot.
I start taking rope and creating some sort of harness so I can hold this giant baby on my back.
Wait, how big is a giant baby?
Right now, it's probably a baby, but the height of an adult.
So are we thinking 12. Like the baby from Spirited Away?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. I don't know if I remember.
So not in any way does he look like a goblin?
No, it just looks like a baby.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids
blew
style.
Up the kid.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. But younger, still a baby, but big. So you put it on your back. What did you roll for strength?
12.
You strap the baby to your back, but it continues to grow. Your knees grow weak, and you fall to the ground.
Oh, dear. I ask one of the guys next to me that looks smart, I guess, if he knows what's happening. Like, hey, what's up? What's up? Hey, I'm from the movie.
Oh, hey! Yeah. It's Daryl. I don't know how to pronounce your name. It's spelled really weird.
You know what?
Daryl, will you quickly describe what looking smart looks like? Can you just lay that out there for everyone?
I picked the guy that looks most like me as a human.
Hey, what's up? I'm Alex Colliard. How are you?
Alex has to describe. Daryl has to describe.
I'm kind of smart and really lame.
Moving on.
Oh, I have such a big headache. I don't take drugs.
Okay. That's inside baseball. Right?
All right, yeah, let's just roast me real quick. And everyone's good. All right, have a good night, everybody. The roast is over, and I'm asking this guy, trying to play Dungeons & Dragons, asking this guy, hey, what is happening to that baby? That is my son. He's named after me.
That is your infos?
Just say infant. Why are you saying it? Like, this sounds so stupid.
This was our task. We've accomplished our task.
Your task?
Yes. We got the blood of the creature on the infos. We win.
But what is going to happen?
I don't know. We never got blood on the infos before.
Oh, you just blindly do that? You just blindly... Someone was like, put blood on a child, and you're like, oh yeah, that sounds fine. No questions asked.
It's our purpose.
Really sounds like you picked a smart one, Daryl.
Who gave you this task?
Antonio Licolai.
Yeah, obviously. Jesus. Ugh, I hate this guy.
Well, we dislike Antonio something something?
Yeah. Long story short, Beauregard was an elf and was totally dating this guy and can't remember his name, and because I guess it was just mostly
physical. I would say
physical.
We had moved on to a long-term commitment. I think dating is kind of like...
Beauregard's saying this from under a big baby. He's like being squished by a big baby. I would say.
That was Antonio?
Yes, and then Antonio betrayed him, locked him in a tower, and tried to put him here and turn him into a half-gork. That's what I remember, basically. I don't know if that's true. Either way, he's a big jerk. He also... is why we're here, and if I can say in conclusion, fucking he sucks.
Yeah, understood. I also dislike him.
Great.
The baby is now the size of a small house.
Take it off the ropes.
Yeah.
The size of a small house.
Yes.
I am so proud of you. You are so big. That's a good boy.
His hands are reaching out to grab at items.
Is this all in the middle of a street?
Yes.
This is like in the Armenian custom where they sprinkle rice on your head and they put a bunch of things in front of you, and whichever one you reach for, that's what you'll be when you'll, you know, grow up. Like
sprinkle rice on your house, baby.
Yeah, get some rice and give me some things.
I'm gonna pull a Bugfly and tell you that something is really fucked up with your baby.
That isn't me.
Look, he's big, but you know, we're all different.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure from my motherly instincts, I know that infants are supposed to grow at a very smooth, slow pace. And your baby's just grown way too fast. In fact, I'm kind of scared of it.
The baby is now the size of a small warehouse.
Wow.
At what point does logic force me to roll to...
Roll intelligence for me.
That would be a 7.
Well, you still love this baby, but you know something's up.
Are we still inside of a dome?
You're still in a dungeon. Yeah.
I know the room before us, we could see the ceiling.
Yeah, in this room you can't. What's your armor class?
My armor class is currently 13.
The baby reaches out and grabs Beauregard, lifts him into the air, and drops him into his mouth.
Gilf makes his way all the way to the front, and he sees this giant baby right in front of him, like the size of a warehouse, and the rest of the crew's right there. And be like,
guys, this mob is... Oh my god, is that the baby?
Yeah.
Yep.
Jesus! Invas.
His name is Daryl Jr., okay?
What do they keep... What is going on here?
They smeared blood on him and he just started growing.
He just started growing like that?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if whatever they did to that blood is what caused the storm we went through.
What blood? What's going on?
At this moment, Daryl Jr. reaches down and grabs Gilf.
No.
And drops him into his mouth.
No.
I rolled against her armor class and I definitely beat it.
Gotcha.
Rhoda's going to run over and try to put some of that blood on her.
Oh dear.
You wipe the blood across your face.
So I run over and I'm like, Bookfly, quick, I'm going to take on this baby and get our pals back. Oh. And I reach into the creature and I like pat it on my cheeks, like makeup. Like I'm like.
And, like, good visual.
And
bit.
Like pushing it like through my hair. Like I'm trying to smooth my hair back.
What's your armor class?
20 million.
That's impossible.
/20.
As you're covering yourself in blood, Daryl Jr. reaches down, picks you up, swallows you.
Don't worry about fire. I'm going to come.
I call for Hank. Hank!
Uh-huh!
I jump on Hank and I fly into the baby's face because I want to make the baby fall so I can spit out my friends.
So you're trying to knock the baby back.
Yeah, I'm knocking the baby over.
Roll an attack roll for me. Let's add dexterity to it.
Is the baby standing? Because I pictured it laying down. I pictured it like laying down.
Or at least
like,
sitting.
I picture it sitting on its like butt with its legs out, like reaching and grabbing.
So I got 10.
What's your armor class?
15.
So as you fly up in front of the baby's like, ooh, ah, grabs you and Hank, puts you into his mouth.
No.
I am going to... walk up to the baby. I'm going to try to turn the faithless on it, see if it does anything, which is present symbol, all fey and fiend in 30 feet turned for 1 minute, revealed true form. So the mob would also be affected by that. I walk slowly towards the baby. It's like, Daryl Jr., I've loved you more than I've ever loved any child. I don't know what has happened to you. We all go through changes, and this might be a change we may not be able to come back from.
The baby reaches forward to grab you.
And I present the symbol of the possum.
But it bounces back, like the baby just touched a hot stove.
You know, like when babies touch stoves.
We all know what that looks like.
Yeah.
It's continuing to grow.
It is.
So how big is it now?
The size of King Kong.
Wow. Damn.
I feel like this should be a game show plot where we all say, how strong is that baby?
What of the crowd around me?
They're just chanting, Invas, Invas.
They don't turn into some weird gray mass?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Orlin, what are you thinking?
Can I use a spell slot to cast Entangle on the baby?
To try to hold the baby down.
I'm going mostly for wrists, so it can't pick up people and eat them.
So the baby now needs to make a strength saving throw?
13.
All these plants come up from the ground to try to hold the baby, but the baby's simply too big and is able to knock them all away. Just on accident.
Nuts.
What's your armor class?
15, yeah.
The baby reaches down, picks you up, and drops it into its mouth.
As it's picking me up, I'm untying the baby Bjorn that I have redemption in and dropping her so that she does not also get eaten.
Roll sleight of hand.
Oop, 8.
You're trying to get redemption off your shoulder, but you just can't get it untied in time. She goes down with you.
Curse my clever baby Bjorn.
So well tied.
Darrell, you're the only one left standing. The baby's even bigger. Now it's the size of Godzilla. That's bigger than King Kong, right?
I think so.
That's the only thing that Pat could think of that was bigger than a small warehouse.
I'm just like standing there as I just saw all of my friends get eaten. Like, well, I guess this is just what we're supposed to do next. Eat me!
Baby doesn't eat him.
He's like,
let's do
not
this.
Not hungry.
Babies let's don't do this.
Baby don't like greens.
Yep. Okay.
Sorry.
That was strange and awesome.
Strange.
So the baby reaches down, picks you up, Darrell, drops you into its mouth. You are all grouped together in a small room. At the end of the room is a door you've never seen before. It spins in a circle.
Hold on, I got questions,
bro.
I got questions. Are we wet? Are we full of like baby goo or anything like that? No, it was just like a slide.
You're
like
in a small room.
Is the room lit?
There's a small amount of light, yes.
Okay, well, we all are not humans. We all have dark
different
vision,
yeah.
Right? Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Are we all okay?
You're all perfectly fine.
Does anyone have a baby?
Beauregard looks down, and there's a small baby in his hand.
Oh, hello! Oh, hello, Dar-El Jr.
I just got chills.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
I quickly rifle through my pamphlets and count how many I have. Is there one missing?
It's back to the original count.
Oh my gosh.
Gilf goes, and then he checks his pockets for his Sour Patch Kids. My Sour Patch Kids! Beauregard!
Okay, can I do a perception check? 16.
You recognize this as the exact same room you were in before you entered the town.
Do we see the door that
what
we entered the town
to?
Yeah, you see a door. One that you've only seen one time before.
So Gilf realizes this? And he's kind of panicking. He's just like, wait, what? Guys, I was famous there. Guys, I was so popular. I was signing autographs. Where, what the? Beauregard, you and that stupid baby.
I'm sorry.
Your baby ate us, and now we're back here again.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I think you owe Darrell Jr. an apology.
You do know what we're talking about. We all experience the same thing. We all remember it. There's no way you're the only one who doesn't remember what just happened.
Your baby was giant, and then it ate all of us.
It happened. It just happened.
Don't be silly.
It literally just happened. Like,
look how small Darrell Jr. is. There's no way that could have happened.
What is the last thing you remember?
I picked up my baby. Because my baby was hungry and I picked him up.
This is the last thing you remember?
Well, the last thing I remember is you asking that question.
I don't believe it.
Beauregard, how come you don't remember your baby eating us?
Because that's silly and it couldn't have happened.
What? It is ludicrous to me that you don't think your baby ate us. I mean, I for sure thought that at some point after meeting those people in the town and seeing all the blood and being swept up in the moment and part of some club that I was like, I think I'm going to have to eat Darrell Jr. And he ate me instead.
I'm honestly a bit more concerned about how if the baby swallowed us, how it's also still in his arms.
Yes!
Yeah!
That's how I feel.
How is that impossible?
Right. What town, what blood, what?
Ugh, no, I'm not entertaining this. Let's go through this. Let's go through the revolving door. We'll probably find the town again.
You know what, Beauregard? You go first through that door.
If there's a town, we could use a long rest, and I do believe Darrell.
I think it would be good
changing.
For us to be prepared. If the door revolves, it might lead to a different place.
Sure. Well, where else are we going to go? Look at this room.
Clearly, something has happened to you all that has affected your memory. Perhaps we should go and see if there's a place to have a long rest.
All of us are wrong.
Yep, it is all of us. So let's just agree. We're the ones who are wrong. Beauregard is in some reality world, and boy, I would like to be in that world that he's in. So let's find out through this revolving door, and I walk through the door.
I walk through the door, too.
I'll follow.
I walk through the door.
Orlin rolls her eyes skyward for a second and, like, silently communicates with Redemption before she follows.
You, like, lock eyes.
Boy, are you regretting joining up with this group, aren't you?
Oh, man.
We're not so bad.
So you walk through the door. You're greeted by a human.
I punch him in the face. I punch him in the face.
Hey!
I punch him right in the face.
It's you guys. I've been waiting for you. Why are you hitting
Slap
me?
Slap him in the forehead.
Oh, my God.
I don't have time for this shit, okay?
Where's the big baby? And I pick him up.
What big baby?
Rhoda.
Show me the baby.
Hi, it's me, Lewis.
Oh, my God.
Lewis, I know where you are. I know where you are. I know where Garrett works. I know that stupid theater. I know we're famous. I know that there's a hospital. And I know that there's brown liquid that's yummy, yummy, but not so good on my tummy.
I know everything about you, too. I know that you hung out with some halflings.
Cut the crap.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Now, where is Antolio?
This is lovely. This looks like a place I could raise a family.
Oh, God.
Yeah? Bellegarde? Well, this is Antolio's town.
Yeah.
Antolio.
Antolio Licoli.
Were there clocks anywhere that we could have seen when we came through before?
Would we know what a clock is?
We all have Fitbits, Bellegarde.
There's a sundial next to the statue.
Real quick, just so everyone knows, there's that building that I entered before. It is beneficial. It healed me right up. If you want to go in there real quick and just get healed.
I will take Darrell Jr. there.
Cool,
oh,
dude.
Yes. Let's save the tiny baby that grew big and is all normal again. Let's save him.
You know, I know he's an infant and he can't hear these words, but I really wish you'd stop being so hurtful around little Darrell. Darrell Jr., you know that he can absorb emotions and he's very, very receptive.
While they're fighting, Orlin walks over to the sundial and sees what time it is.
It is three past the hour.
Three past the hour?
No, you've never seen a sundial, have you?
Three past the hour.
It is shadow past the line.
I don't want to know what hour it is. I want to know how many minutes into that hour we are right now, guys.
Here's what I want to find out. I'm looking at the sundial because I want to know that if it's the same time that we came in earlier.
It feels like the exact same.
Gilf looks over at a calendar dial right next to it. And what day is it?
February 2nd.
And what's on February 2nd?
Roll intelligence
for me. Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. 19.
You're like, oh.
It's famous rodent day.
Yeah, it's that famous rodent day.
Yeah, baby.
Right.
This is based on my worst, most hated movie.
Really?
Oh, come on. You must hate something more than Groundhog.
I hate your baby more.
Jesus Christ.
Dang, that's a sick burn.
Yeah, wow. Yikes.
You see a group of townspeople gathered around some sort of fallen body.
Oh, no. Bugfly, that's that body. That's the changeling. Remember?
And I, like, want to burst through the crowd. And I see the body, and I just want to pick up the body and, like, chuck it really far.
Roll strength for me.
19.
So you pick up the changeling's body, and you throw it across the room. Blood is falling out of it as it's flying through the sky.
Oh.
The townspeople are going, no, Rhoda, why? And they're chasing after it.
Too late.
Orlin grabs Lewis by the sleeve.
No.
Like, where is Antolio Licoa ever?
Yeah.
That's his name, Lewis. You know
where
that's his name.
Where is Anthony Licorice?
I don't know where he is, but when he talks to us, next to that statue of him, that glowing statue.
Darrell.
Yes.
Sidebar.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm going to do it.
Rhoda, please, let us have this.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm here, too.
Let's knock over that statue. It's a statue.
Sorry, Rhoda was so distracting. I did not hear that again. What?
It's a statue. We should knock over the statue. That's where the power of the town is. I bet you. I bet you a trinket in my trinket pouch.
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, let's do it. Well, you don't have to bet me. Let's just do it.
I don't have to bet you.
You can give me a trinket if you want.
Okay, my turn next. My turn next. Bugfly, truth or dare.
Wait, actually, if you want to push over the statue, you should have sidebarred with Rhoda. She's much stronger than us. We do need her to do this with us.
I feel like we're on the same level right now.
Totally, totally, 100%.
While they're having their sidebar, I let go of Lewis and walk over to the statue to examine it.
Roll investigation for me.
And I got an 18.
You examine the statue. You see a magical energy coming from the center of it. You can't really tell what kind of magic it is. You could roll an arcane check to see if you can figure it out.
Well, I'm gonna. 8.
It's hard to tell. You think it might be some sort of transmutation magic.
She hears just from behind her the stamping of feet as Bugfly and Daryl and then Rhoda, just to join in, I guess, are running at the statue to push it over with all their might.
Okay.
Are people around me and Balagar right now?
Oh, yeah. They're getting close to you. They're saying, Invaz. Invaz.
Balagard.
As they're looking over your
Balagard,
shoulder.
Those people are going to come after your baby. We have to leave real
like
soon.
Like hell they are. And I sprint towards the hospital.
Roll acrobatics.
1.
Jesus Christ.
As you go to run, Rhoda threw the body across the crowd. Blood is falling from the body. You trip over your other foot. You drop the baby. As the baby's falling, a splash of blood hits its forehead.
No!
We did it! We completed our task!
Well, you really didn't do anything. He just kind of tripped over himself.
The baby has doubled in size.
No! Oh, my poor child. That's okay. That's okay. Just sit back and relax. I'm washing the blood off. Gilf, what are you doing? Get a doctor.
What?
My baby clearly needs a doctor. Gilf, get a doctor.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, bro.
The baby has now tripled in size.
I somehow doubt you, Gilf.
The three of us are still running at the statue to push it.
Roll strength.
17.
Got a 9.
17.
So you all bump into this large statue. It moves a little bit. It moves a little bit more. Now the baby is the size of a small house.
Bugfly, get Hank to come help us. He can grab the top of the head and pull it down.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think of that. That's brilliant.
I've been known to be brilliant.
Yeah, Hank! Can you grab the head of the statue and pull it down?
So he lands on top of the statue and he's like pushing it forward, flapping his wings, trying to knock it over. The baby is now the size of a small warehouse.
Gilf has begun to run away from the baby and he's caught up and he's at the statue now. And he's watching them kind of rock the statue back and forth. And as he looks up, he sees that glowing whatever that's in there, and he does an arcana. 14.
You know that this statue is definitely powering the magic of this town. Everything that's being created with this town is coming from this statue.
You guys, I have a plan. Everyone, we need to make as much noise as possible. We need that baby to reach for us, and then at the last second, dive out of the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
The baby reaches down, picks up Balagard, and eats him.
I don't know if that means we should start over.
I don't know either.
Or if we destroy this statue, someone needs to make a choice.
I think we need to push the statue over, and then the baby will explode, and Balagard will fall out and be a single non-dad again.
Totally.
Yeah.
Also, he's been like super weird lately. I mean, maybe
oh my god,
it's
I totally noticed that.
I didn't want to be the one that said it.
You're
how
in a
does
belly.
Having a baby make me not single?
You tell me, bro.
Good one.
The statue has a spot on it where you can see magic happening on it. Orlin unsheathes her scimitar that she has and tries to strike it with the hilt, the magic spot.
Oh no.
So you pull the scimitar back and you go to push it into the statue, but you just can't penetrate whatever gem is protecting the center.
Gilf sees her swing at it. He realizes that might be the source of the power, and he magic missiles it. 5, 5, and 4. So 14.
One by one, the darts penetrate the statue. The third dart hits the middle of it, and the light goes dark. The buildings start to collapse. The people start to disappear.
Whoa, Daryl, whatever you did is working.
What is going on here?
What's happening with the baby?
The baby begins to shriek.
Oh, this is going to be... You guys aren't going to want to watch this. Whoa, I turn away. No. I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, God. I hope Beligar doesn't burst out of that baby as it shrinks.
The baby starts to shrink faster and faster until suddenly it takes the form of a half-orc and rips up.
Oh!
Standing there is Beligard.
Do I have any idea what happened?
No.
Hey, guys.
He's wearing the baby's skull on his hat. On his head. Oh, my God.
I am a mess. I really... Is there a place to wash up? Oh, well, no, the town's kind of vanishing around us. Okay.
I walk up to Beligard and I put my hand on Beligard's shoulder and I say, I will call you Dare-El Jr. Jr.
That's awful nice. Anyway, we're going to take a long rest.
Wait, what? What does the town look like right now? Is it a void?
It's completely disappearing around you. It's turning into an old cave.
Oh, well, this'll do nicely. I'm going to rest over here. It's good to see you guys. Wake me when we're done.
I got my friend
when
back.
When we're done? Okay, see you at episode 17.
The area you're in is changing. The town is now gone. The ground is no longer paved, it's dirt. The walls are just rocks. It continues like a tunnel for a long distance.
Hey, are we going to get a rest? I thought we were going to look for a place to rest.
I'm usually the crazy one.
Is resting not a good idea?
We have to keep moving. This place is terrible.
I agree.
Gilf pulls out the finger and places it in his palm. Where does it face? Straight down the cave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. That was very unsettling.
Yeah.
But I think we need to push forward.
Orlin has just started walking towards the other end of the cave as he started talking.
We just walked into a cave. I don't understand.
Okay,
many rooms.
We'll fill you in later.
I'm going to kill Antonio Licolai so hard.
Antonio Licolai?
Yeah. Oh,
come on, it's Antolio.
Yeah, it's Antolio.
All of you guys, come on.
All of you guys, come on.
It's not that
This
hard.
Is the way I remember it. I one time was at a picnic that was swallowed by ants. And then I remembered that I hadn't painted my toes. And they were exposed.
Gil starts walking down
So then you have ant,
bull. Wait, and what's your sign?
Leo.
There it is. That's right. Oh,
thank
that's
you,
so
Daryl.
So smart.
So that's how I remember Antolio.
Stop talking about anchovy lollipop and let's go.
I remember the last name because I like to lick a little of someone else's eye. Lick a lie.
I don't understand. Was Antolio here? Did you see him?
He lived in this town, and the town was overrun by a bunch of very handsome men.
Wait, what town? What do you mean?
So, a half an hour has passed. We've been walking, and I've been explaining to Beligard what exactly went down.
Wait, so I exploded out of a baby?
Yeah. You love that baby a lot.
And I exploded out of him.
Yeah, but dude, you're missing the most important information. I was famous. Like super famous. Everyone, no one made fun of me. No one said they were better than me. Everyone wanted to be my friend.
Orlin, you're still in the front, right?
Yes.
You're leading the way?
I sure am.
Is Redemption with you?
Yeah, Redemption is still in my baby Bjorn.
Roll a perception check.
I rolled a 12 for perception.
In the distance, you hear hideous laughter.
Mom? Wait, no. She's dead.
Oh.
Who was that? Bugsley, did you hear that?
I did.
What was that?
I'm gonna go check.
All right, you're gonna sneak ahead?
Yeah. A 9.
So you start sneaking ahead of Orlin. Once you get in front of her, you see a goblin with a sack over its shoulder. it's laughing.
I see you, dungeon rats. I see you. It is I, Hendekka the Loot Goblin.
Darrell, help.
I thought we only called ourselves the dungeon rats amongst ourselves.
Oh, no. You are known throughout the kingdom as the dungeon rats. Please, please, come closer to me.
I will pass on that.
No, you have nothing to fear, for I am Hendekka, the Loot Goblin, and I come with a gift. And you, Bugfly,
yeah.
You will love it the most of all.
Oh,
Bugfly, this is like the fifth birthday you never got.
I don't have any birthdays. Hi.
Why don't you show us this gift from where you're standing?
She pulls out a key.
It's a she.
That was the part.
It's a large key. It's brass in color and has two yellow stones depicting eyes in its key ring.
What does that open?
And I'm gonna like teeter up to it.
She holds it up to you. She goes, "This is Zora's laughing key. It will help you pick any lock you come across."
What do you want in trade? I know how you work. Is how you work? I don't know. I have a piece of amethyst. I have like a porcelain elephant.
Tell her a secret, Bugfly.
Why is it called the laughing key? Oh,
you just don't want to fail in front of it, or it may mock you.
It just makes fun of us. This, we do that enough ourselves,
it's
so
true.
I mean, we're used to it.
Yeah. Welcome to the group, Key.
Yeah.
Who's Zoro?
Zora. Zora was a wise wizard.
No, I don't know. Daryl's a wise wizard.
Thank you.
Gilfield is doing a history. 13.
You don't know much about Zora.
Gotcha.
So, miss, what would you like to trade for that?
Her eyes dart over to redemption.
Not a fucking chance.
Hard pass.
No, no. I don't want that.
Oh, this is going to be creepy.
What do you want?
No, there's nothing creepy.
Well, it's going to be creepy.
I don't want to take it. Mm-hmm. I just want to have a closer look.
Not a chance in hell.
For I believe that thing of yours is very powerful.
First of all, cat. Second of all, I will snap your neck.
Hendekka looks at you and is like, "Trust me. I do not want to hurt your cat."
You've got to be kidding me.
I don't. What? You're being real racist right now.
I'm not
now.
Being racist
I'm
at all.
I'm here to help
wait,
you.
No.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, right?
What's going on
I'm
here?
I'm just here to help you. I gave you a key in exchange. I just want to look at that.
There are exactly two types of people in this dungeon that we have met so far. There are people who talk to us in normal voices like people do. And there are like tent-fingered people like, "I just want to talk to your kitten."
Wait, but what about Pimwan?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
dude was messed up.
And he didn't have like a tent demeanor.
So you're saying I should give the kitty evil?
Hey, I'm not saying that. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yep.
Oh, she wants to look with her eyes.
I just think that the Beligard that I met was somebody that was a little bit more trusting of other people.
Okay.
Yeah. You used to love everybody. I don't know what happened to you.
Yeah, you really
movie.
Let us well, change you.
Apparently I burst out of a baby, but...
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, we just met Orlin today, and you're all like, "Oh, she's a high elf. She must be really good." And all she did was just, like, talk to you. And then this guy just said, like, "Hey, I'm going to give you a key." And, like, yeah, man.
And now you want to punch him in the
face.
What is up with that?
Is it because she's a goblin?
Oh,
yes,
I think it's
because
she's
a goblin.
Yeah, that's definitely what's happening right now.
Yeah, he was really mean to me, too.
Shut up,
Rot.
I used to be a goblin.
I literally step on Rot. I just step on Rot.
While they're all having this really fascinating discussion, Orlin looks down at Redemption and quietly confers with her, like, "What do you want to do? What do you feel about the situation?"
Redemption seems very comfortable. She's not concerned about Hendekka in any way.
All Dekka wants to do is look at the cat. Didn't even say hold it. Do you want to hold it, Dekka?
No.
You don't have to. You just want to look at it.
It is a cute kitty, so maybe
cool.
pet its little head, but no. I don't need to do anything weird with this cat. I just want to look at it.
Redemption, are you all right with this?
Redemption seems comfortable.
I accept that. Begrudgingly.
I mean, do you want me to roll for animal?
You could, but Redemption isn't scared at all. Redemption is showing you no signs of concern. In fact, she kind of doesn't seem to care about what's happening at all.
So she's being a cat?
Yeah, she's being a cat, you know.
And she's so brave.
Orlin sighs a little and
cautiously walks over to the goblin. And
know that if anything happens to this cat, you die.
Yeah, and I walk over with her, too, because I kind of want that key the most.
So Hendeka looks at Redemption, sticks out a finger, and is like, may I pet her chin?
Orlin glances down at Redemption again.
Del seems comfortable.
She gives a tight nod.
Hendeka touches Redemption's chin and says, there's more to this one than meets the eye.
Yes, that is how most cats are.
Hands the key over.
Thank you. Oh, see, that wasn't bad. You're like the first not bad person we met.
Hey.
You're in the group.
Oh, okay.
We have common interests.
What's our common? What is that? What are the common interests?
We both want to see an end to Antolio like a lie.
Oh, I perk up.
I'll roll to see if I know who that is.
Oh my god.
Don't know. You know who
no,
that
you
is.
No, you know who he is.
I rolled a one.
Oh, wow. I've never seen bugbears wearing such fancy clothing before.
It's specially made, of course.
It's funny that you think this is fancy. This is my streetwear.
Yes, you look like Hold on.
Here it is.
You've entered the Rose Zone. Yeah. You've entered the Rose Zone. You're not going to get out unless you're a pig. You look like a sewer threw away their clothes, and you're like, this is my outfit now.
Buzzy!
Oh, burn!
I never leave this dungeon.
Clearly.
Well, I need you to help me and the entire kingdom of Naporia. Sam Jensen, our brave guardian, asked that you...
Sam Jensen. Not even Samuel. Can't even afford the last letters.
Oh, Sam, you've entered the Rose Zone now, and you're not getting out unless there's some kind of beef.
On a spit that you turn. Go on.
Well, Sam, I assume Samuel Jensen, asks that a big game-hunting expedition of bugbears like yourself come to the endless dungeon and hunt the dungeon rats. Most dangerous game out there.
He said the words like yourself?
Like
he described us specifically?
Did he use our names?
No, he said big game hunting expedition of bugbears. And that's, as I understand it, what you are.
Obviously he met the feather bottoms. Who else would he want?
Yes, he must have said somewhere in the message that he sent you, eminently sexy.
It's implied. It really is.
No.
Fun and fancy free.
Shoot anything with their eyes closed.
Yes. No, he's looking for bugbears who have the whole getup, the pith hats.
Eyes that you stare into are infinite.
Yes. Monocles. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Muscles that gleam sweat like diamonds.
Hands that look rough, but they're actually really soft.
Ooh, yes.
Someone that you want to hang out on the couch with.
Oh, watch some nice shows.
Hope he didn't say that he wanted us to sound British.
Well, he did.
Well, too bad, Samuel.
Too bad,
Jensen.
Samuel Jensen.
But you have the pith hats, the blunderbusses, monocles.
Listen, the feather bottoms do not hunt rats.
They're not rats.
We are big game hunters.
Yes, we like to hunt big elephant and rhinos and other big things. And
combinations of those things, yes. Always in our menu.
But the dungeon rats are the most dangerous criminals in the history of Naporia.
You let rats steal things?
They're not literally rats.
What?
They're a group, a gang. Think of them as an evil gang who has been haunting us for far too long.
Like a swarm.
Hold on, let me get this straight. So you imprisoned a bunch of people, but then you have to hunt them in your own prison?
Oh, that sounds so sad. Well,
it's a form of torture.
What type of judicial system do you have?
It's the Court of Crowns!
Not familiar. We aren't really government people. No. We don't really like to do politics.
Money talks.
I mean, honestly, Bernie would have won, but like otherwise, I'm not really into politics.
The man we burned would have won.
The Court of Crowns have been in existence for thousands of years. I think two or so.
Listen, I didn't come here for a history lesson. I came here for big game. Big game is what I'm interested in.
Have you ever heard of Rhoda?
No.
The Ruthless?
What's her last name?
Yes, what's her last name? We only deal on last name basis.
We only hunt... Hold on. What are any of their last names? Because you... As my colleague here said, we only hunt on a last-name basis. So if they do not have last names, we cannot kill them.
That seems like an unregistered animal to me.
Bug, and then flies.
You're just making up words now. What a ridiculous name.
Yeah, wait, look at these papers on your desk. Bugfly, no last name. It specifically says no last name. Dare Ill, no last name.
I always thought the Ill was his last name.
Clearly not, according to your papers.
How do you even spell that? Who names their child?
D-A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
No, it definitely sounds like it's very easy to spell. I don't know why we're discussing it. It's right here on the paper, clearly spelled correctly. D-A-R-E with a dash I-L-L. Like the word dare and the word ill.
You seem very upset by this.
I don't care.
How many other people have you hit up?
Yes, we can't be the only ones.
Oh, no. Literally hundreds.
Well, hundreds?
Many have died.
Wait, hold on. How far are we on your list?
Yes, how far?
One? I don't want to say...
Are we one?
Yeah,
are
we number one?
Are we number one?
We're number one. Do you know who we are?
I know that you are big game hunting expedition of bugbears with pith hats, blunderbusses, monocles, and almost sporting British accents.
I am...
We are Featherbottoms.
I am Theodore Teddy Featherbottom.
I am Isabella Marie Janet Featherbottom.
And I am Frank Ocean. And together we are the Featherbottoms.
Yes. And your name is?
Yes.
The DM!
Anyways, no one cares. Yes, 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 no one cares.
Truly, this is one of the most insulting meetings I've ever seen. I've never been a part of something so insulting.
I've also noticed you haven't sat out any appetizers or any type of finger sandwiches for us.
Yes, I want some Madeira pizza. There's none there.
Every once in a while, a bowl of porridge comes out under the door. I can split that with you when it shows up.
Are they pushing the porridge through the crack? Because obviously, a bowl won't fit through that crack.
There's a little door that slides open, and they say, "Dungeon Master!" And they yell my name, and then they throw the porridge through it.
Have you perhaps considered that you are not a master as much as a prisoner yourself?
Yes, I don't think you're a master. They might be mocking you outright, actually.
We had
to
sign...
I'm in control of what goes into the endless dungeon. I'm in charge of getting rid of the dungeon rats.
We had to sign a lot of forms before we came into this room.
Like most correctional facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thoroughly searched.
Thoroughly searched.
I just want to feel the sun again.
All right, well, we're not the ones to help you
no.
feel the sun.
Yeah, no,
this
has
become something completely different.
I'm sorry, I get hives around the pores, and I'm starting to itch right now.
We do need to leave. You know, we'll try this again in another 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, call us when you're not a prisoner.
I'm not! I'm the dungeon master!
Later, Brooks.
Leader of the dungeon rats. Wow, equilateral rectangle. I thought we'd be stuck in that trap for a lot longer. But who knows? Time is relative. Maybe we were. And Roman Volandri.
Thanks for giving us Zora's laughing key. I'm sure that's gonna come in handy very soon. Anyway, The Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by and original music from Carlos Luna. Our special guest, Orlin the Druid, is played by Alex Richmond. Belagard is Aram Vartian. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Daryl is Alex Colliard. Rhoda is Justine Kruger. Gilf is Carlos Luna. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, I guess that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.